from the Gospel according to Mark. And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. These are challenging words of Jesus. Whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. Why? Because Jesus calls us to be as children. Remember that from the beginning, my early years, I didn't want to be a child anymore. I wanted to be, when I was 8, I wanted to be 16. When I was 16, I wanted to be 18, an adult. 21, I wanted to be more independent, don't have to tell my parents where I'm going, what time I'll be back. I wanted to have freedom, be able to make decisions on my own, don't have to listen to others. It's not what the child does. Child trust parents. Child cannot really exist without parents, somebody taking care of child. That same with us and God. We cannot exist without God. Well, we try. We often live as God is not there. But how miserable the life is then. How much struggles, unhappiness. Yes, restless are our hearts until they rest in God. When I'm looking at my life, I see how God is calling me again and again to become as a child again and again. To let myself be as a child in relation with Him. When I was, I think, 15 or 16, I had my plans for life. I wanted to be pilot of plane, have wife, children. I was in the steering wheel. Then God came and asked me to be a priest, asked me to give it away, all my plans, and trust Him again. And I do it. I follow Him. I let Him change my life completely. And I remember one of the struggles when I was in the seminary was that I often didn't have money to buy some, you know, good clothes, have money for different trips. And in the beginning, I was struggling with that. And then I understood that, you know, why I'm worrying about that? I will be serving God. Let Him take care of my needs. I will take care of His needs, of needs of His people. And I will let Him worrying about my needs. If He wants me to go somewhere or be somewhere, He can do it. He can inspire people to help me. Why I need to worry about that? Let Him be in charge more. In charge more. And this was difficult, to let Him, yeah, take me whenever He wants me to be, to go. Achieve the things He wants me to achieve. Then, coming here to USA, you know, somebody bought me a car as a gift. Other person bought me cell phone and took care of my phone bills. Somebody else gave me as a gift GoPro camera to use it. So I am blessed. I really have a lot. I see how God's taking care of what I really need. But I see how for last, I don't know, year or two, how the temptation to become more undependable is sinking to my thinking. How I'm spending more time researching things that I don't really need, that I think I need them. How it consumes my time, take me away from leisure, for rest, from the doing some other good things. And it's just so easy to slip away from just being, again, child of God. Letting Him not take care of my needs, or taking a risk of not having too much because he doesn't really want me to have those, you know, fancy things that I sometimes tried to get, like new amplifier for guitar or some better speakers or new guitar. These are all material things, but for my life, it's, I see how there's always temptations to take care of it by myself, to not let him be in charge, not wait for his timing, be more childish. Like when we are childish or we are spoiled, we don't want to wait. We want it immediately, want something now. I don't want to wait for, you know, a few days, few weeks, few months. I want it now, so I do it on my own. This is not God wants me to do or us. And it's very challenging words too when he says, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. It means that, you know, as long as I am independent from him, as long as I want to take care of my life on my own, as long as I try to take care of my family on my own without letting him be really in charge, as long as I want to be a priest on my own, doing what I think is the best, not letting him inspire my actions and guide me in doing something or not doing something, despite I want to do something, as long as I am adult in relation with God, I'm stopping myself from entering the kingdom of God. Isn't that kingdom of God the life in his presence, in his blessings, in total dependence on God and on letting him be in charge? And I see that whenever I let him be in charge, he accomplishes much greater things than when I'm trying to do something on my own. And it just struck me that I'm trying, you know, I'm preaching about be like a child, be childlike, trust God, and I do something totally different. I try to live kind of outside of being a child. See how my bad habits just show me that, no, I'm not really living as a child of God. That what I do, my choices, yeah, my habits, things I'm used to do, they are quite far away to what does it mean to be child of God. And how difficult is to change it, how difficult is to reject all those things that are so tempting, so practical, so useful, so beautiful, so nice for ear, for eye, but they in some or other way are against living as a child in my life. So it is kind of sad for me, revelation which I just got, it that, that I'm not really living as a child of God. I'm blocking myself from entering into presence of God's, in God's kingdom, more deeply by my own choices, but by taking care of many of my needs on my own, not wanting him fulfill them later or not at all, if this is his will. And with this humble position, see my own weakness and how I am far away from where he wants me to be, I invite you to pray in sincerity of heart and give him some time, our God, to show you maybe in which areas of your life you are not as a child of God. In which areas of your life you try and try and try to be on your own, not letting him be in charge, because you don't want to wait, because it's too risky to wait, because it feels insecure to letting him be in charge, because there is risk that he may not do something, and I don't want it. I want something to happen. And what if God's will is different? It is really difficult. But how much joy, if you remember, comes from those moments when you let God be your God. Let it go and let God. When you let Him take care of your needs, dreams, desires. When you let His timing be your timing. It's a lot. Such simple words, but so much to think about, so much to take on prayer, on silence, meditation. Why not? One sentence that Jesus speaks to us can change completely our lives if we just let Him do it. So may His words, His example, may His love encourage us to letting God be in charge, letting Him be our Father, our parent, somebody who knows best our needs and who loves us because we are His children.